You could say this museum began because a man did not want to inherit what his sister was going to give him. Thank goodness he built a thriving restaurant chain, so he had the cash to build a home for what was about to become his. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
5 conferences, 1 location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the 5 highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on machinerypeat.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on machinerypeat.com. Visit machinerypeat.com and click on Sell Mine.
Harry Duncan was born in Savannah, Missouri in 1899. In the 1920s, he moved to St. Louis and began a restaurant called Baby Beef. He then moved to Kentucky and later the East Coast, where that restaurant grew into a chain.
By the time he got to Baltimore and D.C., it was called the Little Tavern, and they sold sliders. It was like 5 cents a burger, with or without onions.
Eleanor Leonard is curator of the Andrew County Museum in Savannah. The Little Tavern didn't sell liquor, but rather hamburgers by the bag, and at its height, there were 50 locations. Harry sold the stores in 1981, moved to Florida, but never forgot his hometown, where his 2 sisters, Mabel and Emma, still lived. Harry's wife, Annalise, had an interesting conversation with Sister Mabel on one of those trips back home.
Mabel collected dolls. Cupid dolls, old porcelain dolls, French dolls, German dolls. And Mabel says to Annalise, just think, one day all of this will be yours.
But the thought of inheriting one of the largest doll collections in the world was one that perhaps frightened Harry and his wife, Annalise.
Annalise says, how about we try and set up something else? And so she and Harry convinced Mabel that giving to the museum, because there was currently an Andrew County Historical Society, would be a better way to take care of everything, keep the collection together.
And so Harry used some of his wealth from that restaurant chain to find a home for his sister's doll collection.
He also helped fund the building to take care of it and all sorts of other things, which is why we're in Duncan Park on Duncan Street in the Duncan Building with the Duncan Gallery.
There's much more this museum than dolls. It's impressive for a town of this size. But it's those dolls that help build and maintain the museum.
We have over 2,500 dolls. Nearly 1,000 of those are Cupies. At one point, that was the largest singly owned Cupie collection in the world.
And you can see the collection and more on a visit here as well. Traveling the Countryside in Savannah, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.